This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3265 for Friday the 5th of February 2021. Today's show is entitled, My Chromebook Experience. It is hosted by Ahuka, and is about 9 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, adding my own perspective to the Chromebook discussion.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Ahuka welcoming you to Hacker Public Radio and another exciting episode. And this is kind of a response episode because I was listening to episode 3242, which went out in the feed on January 5th of this year. And it was kind of a interesting episode. Zen Floater 2 decided to take something that Klaatu had done. Klaatu had recorded an episode on GNU World Order, and then Zen Floater basically replayed what Klaatu had done, interspersed with his own comments and his take, and it was kind of interesting. It was a lengthy look at Chromebooks by a couple of Linux folks, and I say on the whole they were pretty happy with the experience. Now, this may surprise some people. I was not surprised since I've been using a Chromebook for almost a year and a half at this point and have found it useful. Chromebooks have at the heart a Linux base, and you can do a lot with them. And the discussion went into things like installing Emacs or doing audio or video production and stuff like that. Well, that's not my use case at all. And I have a home network with several desktops, one of which belongs to my wife, who uses it for her work. Although we have Wi-Fi for things like phones, tablets, and laptops, the desktops are all connected via Ethernet to the router. And we have a Drobo NAS box to handle backups on-site. We also have Carbonite accounts for off-site backup. And the NAS box also handles mass storage of things like MP3 music files, videos, photos, stuff like that. When I do audio production, such as recording my shows for Hacker Public Radio, I do that using Audacity on my Kubuntu 18.04 desktop machine, and I will happily continue to do that. It works just fine. So while I was enjoying the discussion of how you can do that on a Chromebook, frankly, I will probably never do anything that interesting. I try to fit my tools to my purposes, and I have no problem using multiple tools. Now, my first thought when I was listening to the episode was, oh, I'll post a comment. Then I channeled my inner Ken Fallon and decided, no, really what I should do is record my own show in reply. Hacker Public Radio always needs more shows anyway. So no harm done there. Now, this is not going to be the longest one. I'm just going to give a kind of a different point of view on why having a Chromebook might be something you would want to use. The start of my story. In 2014, I had purchased a Nexus 9 tablet with the idea of having something I could easily carry around and do things like read, check my email, look things up. Basically things I could do on a phone, but just with a larger screen. But the thing with email is that you have to type, and using the on-screen keyboard never got comfortable for me. I could do it, but it was work. I really wanted a keyboard. So I got a keyboard case combination, and that connected via Bluetooth. Sometimes. It was really very erratic, and it tended to drive me nuts. Still, it served my primary purpose. I took it with me on my trip to Ireland in 2015, and used it to keep my diary of the trip and to look up tourist information and, you know, any place that there was Wi-Fi available, I could use it. I took it with me for breakfast on Sunday mornings at a local restaurant here. So it was not excellent, but it was okay. And once I had bought it, I kept using it. Then it started to misbehave. While I was at breakfast at that local restaurant, it started to emit loud sounds, kind of like a siren, which is embarrassing when you're out in public. And this happened again after rebooting. At some point, I just had to face the fact that it was dying. Now, I could have bought another tablet, but since I had not entirely enjoyed the experience, and I was curious about Chromebooks, I decided, now let's try this Chromebook thing out. So in June of 2019, I spent $309 to buy an Acer Chromebook. I've got a link in the show notes if you want to see what I got. It has an Intel Celeron dual-core processor and 4 gigabytes of RAM. So it isn't particularly powerful, but it's very light and easy to carry around. I can check my email on it. And when my wife and I visited Europe in fall of 2019, I used it to keep our travel diary as a Google Doc. I can install and run Android apps on it. And I use it every day to run a couple of Spanish learning apps because typing on a keyboard is much better than trying to do it on a phone screen. Now, if I fold the screen and the keyboard back, it behaves like a tablet. And I use it at least a couple of times a week for Zoom calls. It's great for that, and easier than plugging in a camera and microphone on my desktop, since it has all of that equipment built in. And as a slim and light machine, it is great for taking on airplane flights or for other kinds of travel. So it does a lot of good things for me. Now that said, it will never be my main computer, but that's fine since I have more powerful computers for other uses. But for something I can just grab and go, I am quite happy with it. You know, what happens if this reaches the end of life? Now, mine is scheduled to receive updates through June of 2024. Right now, I expect I will buy another when that happens. You know, maybe new information will come to light between now and then, but right now, I'm happy with it. Now, if you have a Chromebook, basically mine, I get updates for 5 years. So I bought it in June of 2019. It'll get updates through June of 2024. Now, I think there were some models that they extended the length of the updates. But, you know, who knows what the technology will be in 2024. I'll deal with that when it comes around. Now, I have a laptop. It's one I got from Dell. It's getting kind of old. It's also heavy. All right. The days of the light laptop had not arrived when I got this one. In fact, when I bought it, it was because Dell, for the first time, was offering laptops that had Linux pre-installed. And if you remember just when that was, that'll tell you how old it is. But it is old. I've still got it. It's still, you know, if I have to go do a complicated LibreOffice presentation at a local Linux users group, and I occasionally get asked to do things like that, I will probably take that laptop because it's really much more suitable for that particular purpose. But when I just want to be able to check my email, surf the web, you know, wherever I go, Chromebook is pretty sweet for that. So, this is Ahuka for Hacker Public Radio, signing off, and as always, encouraging you to support free software. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.